DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Okay, we're going to start hour two of the El Paso History Show with an El Paso History Moment written and produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso County Historical Commission. Her story today is about Dr. Lawrence Nixon in El Paso.
A prescription for freedom. Respected El Paso Dr. Lawrence Nixon, a registered Democrat and African American, challenged a 1923 state law that banned African Americans from participating in Democratic electoral primaries after being turned away at the voting poll. By 1932, the El Paso physician won two important United States Supreme Court rulings, making unconstitutional the Democratic Party's all-white primaries. But resistance and obfuscation continued to prevent black Texans from participating in primary elections until the decisive Smith versus Allwright case in 1944 abolished the all-white primary. Dr. Nixon and his wife Drusilla proudly voted for the first time that same year. This was an El Paso History Moment. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso County Historical Commission.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
Oh, I'm online now.
Yeah. You know, I just did an inventory. It's so fun because when you're doing people's inventories of their items and their jewelry and their history, you learn so much about it. It becomes more than just a job. It really is interesting.
The Sargent inventories. And so you guys go out inventory. With cameras and you record stuff? And
Yes. Hard copy, video, we do a whole inventory.
And the whole point is you need a record of your stuff.
Yeah, in case you have a fire or
a probate issue.
You name it. We can do it just in tax purposes, we even do it.
Oh, yeah. And now this whole crowd, ElPasoCountyHistory.com, is the website for the El Paso County Historical Commission. And the commission is the crowd taking a stand recently and probably for a long time will do on what's going on downtown in the way of preserving buildings.
Yes.
And we'll see what happens with all that. But they also have a regular meeting.
They do. And if people like to, it's a public meeting. If you'd like to come out and visit, you can go to the United Bank of El Paso del Norte downtown at Main and Kansas Streets. And their meetings are the second Monday of every month. And that day in February will be Monday, February 13th at 11:30 a.m. And like I said, come down. You want to get involved or just want to learn more?
Or call Bernie if you need to show up and you don't know what we're doing. And
call
just come
Bernie.
On. It's open to the public. And I'm not a member, but I'm on a committee. So I get to go down and hang out with these people.
Yeah, they got lots of committees of people that are not appointed commissioners you can get involved in.
And at today's story, you wrote this because you knew Leon Blevins was going to be here.
That's right. Well, it is Martin Luther King Day on Monday,
too. There's another one on Monday.
Yeah.
Dr. Lawrence Nixon in El Paso. Mr. Blevins. I'm going to make you a doctor.
I'm a mister.
He's our doctor.
Mr. Blevins, sir, what do you know about this? Because you taught this stuff.
Well, I studied that, yes, and taught it. In fact, I had a short article published in a textbook about Dr. Nixon and his particular cases, and you just heard all of it pretty well described a few minutes ago.
That was it on her History Moment.
That's right, History Moment.
Where does the name Nixon come from? I know we had a president by that name, but where did this guy get
it? Oh, I don't know that part of the history, but I do want you to know there's a McCall Center here in El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend, Leona Washington, well-known black educator here in El Paso. And we served on the Bicentennial Commission during 1975 and 76 together.
Oh, how was that?
Well, I'll tell you a little bit about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Leona, she led the movement to get a center housing some of that history. And I've given some items to them. In fact, I'll be giving them a copy of my updated version of my master's thesis for their center. I don't know the exact street number, but it's between Copia and Piedras on Wyoming Street.
Mm-hmm.
On the north side of the street, so you can learn all of that history. It's a very fascinating.
Oh, I've been
history.
There. Yeah, it's an interesting place, and it's not a museum, but it could sort of act as one.
Yeah,
maybe an interpretive center.
Well, I think we pretty well covered El Paso Community College history, and we'll move from there. They did expand, as you know, other campuses and locations.
What's going great guns now, right?
Joe Foster, when I interviewed him for my TV show, the first board chairman, he said that was his most important contribution in his life. I went to his funeral service a few years ago, and his relatives and friends also said the same thing. That was his crowning moment in El Paso.
Well, we thank him and the family. We thank the dude, because that was he's right.
We're being affected by educated people in El Paso that we never would have had before.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this other part of this story, this will take us another direction, watching my time here. 1975, Fred Hervey was finishing a term as mayor. Fred Hervey had served as mayor in the 1950s, and then he came back in the 1970s.
Oh, okay.
My family and I used to act in an outdoor musical drama in Paladio Canyon called Texas. It's the best-known outdoor production in the country. And Fred Hervey had been to that production and seen it, came back to El Paso, and started talking about maybe we need an outdoor drama like that that focuses on El Paso history.
So it was his idea that he stole from Dallas that you were in already.
Uh-huh. And so Janice Wendell, whose husband is Wayne Wendell, a well-known lawyer here, she and some Hal Daugherty, a banker.
State National.
They began to talk about what they could do to do that. Janice Wendell was taking a political science class, and she had bought a copy of a book I had written, published in 1973, called A Political Dictionary on American Government. Okay. Mm-hmm. So she contacted me, and she asked if I could serve, and I worked with Wayne Wendell on another issue, and she asked if I could serve on the commission and work with her and Hal Daugherty. So on the commission, I met people like Leona Washington,
mm-hmm.
If I remember, Frank Smith, a park ranger with the National Park Services.
Was Don Henderson involved, the mayor?
Don Henderson followed Fred Hervey
right.
as mayor.
Because he was big in the Centennial
oh,
business.
Oh, yes. In fact, so we put this together. A few other names. Don Pascoe was an important name. He was a theatrical designer. Hector Serrano was a part of our
committee. I was hoping you're leading toward him. There you go.
Okay, so Hector Serrano was a part of that. And others, Liz Gadry, teaching drama at El Paso High School. Elizabeth Dominguez. I can't remember all the names. They're just too many. So what we did, there were several things we were interested in with history. One of them was we would like to save McGoffin Home.
Oh, yes.
The very historic McGoffin Home. And so this was one of our tasks. A subcommittee was put together to work on that. And eventually we got funding from the state and the city and so on to be sure that we saved it. And now it's a well-known historic site.
You made a deal with the last living relative there who owned the place.
Yes, Octavia, I can't remember all of her name now.
Glasgow,
yeah. So, yeah, I remember these people. You know, my mind's getting fuzzy. I'm now 79 years old.
How did you get that far and not even know it?
I don't know.
You woke up one day and here you were.
Okay, so that was one of them.
Yeah.
Another one was an outdoor drama. So Janice Wendell and some others have put together a committee and went out there and looked at that. And I went out there at one point. And we talked about the fact that the background was very similar to Paladio Canyon, that we had been on the stage working in that production.
You're referring to McKelligan Canyon.
Yeah, and this became McKelligan Canyon.
Now, you were out there before they built that amphitheater.
Oh, yeah, we were looking at it.
So you were picking spots on the mountain to put an amphitheater.
Our committee was looking
with cool.
the city and so on. We were and the county. It was a joint operation.
Right, right.
They brought down one of the technical advisors from the Paladura production to help them do some of the setting up. The architects got busy, and listen to this, a stimulus program comes along.
What does that mean?
The federal government wanted to stimulate employment of low-income people.
Okay.
The CETA program, Comprehensive Educational
yes.
Training Program.
I remember
they called
that.
It the CETA program.
Mm-hmm.
So with the CETA program, we were able to get some money to train some people. Hector spent 2 years teaching people how to act and sing and dance. One of the members of the committee had a relative who had worked with Paul Green, who wrote the Texas Outdoor production. And so they brought him in, and he wrote a production called Paso del Norte. When I looked at the script and other members of the committee, I said, they asked if I wanted to try out for the part of Oñate. I said, well, this is rather boring. I teach history. But for outdoor drama, you need to do like Texas. You need a lot of dance and singing. You need to weave the history in, but the focus needs to be for the entertainment value of it.
Sure.
So Paso del Norte died. Hector takes it, trains these young people, and then he opens up Viva El Paso.
Who built it? Who built the stage? Who built the amphitheater?
The CETA workers.
Oh.
Construction people came in. They were teaching people to sing and dance and do those things.
So this all came together with the training of the people and the building of the amphitheater?
And there were people being trained to build the stage and put in the seating and all of that kind of stuff. And
well, it turned out pretty good, didn't it?
Yeah, some of it was kind of weak and shoddy, but they repaired that. Eventually, they did some reconstruction and updating. They shut it down for a year while they upgraded some of the facilities and so on.
Well, you all picked a pretty good spot. I mean, you had to choose anything in the canyon, I'm guessing.
Of all things, later, I performed on that stage as Jesus in an Easter production. My wife, Shanna, developed an Easter production at Jesus Chapel Church, and I played the part of Jesus. Our children played characters in it, and my wife was the director. And for 2 or 3 years, we took it out to McKellogan Canyon. The bishop here in El Paso, the Catholic bishop, asked Hector Serrano if he could help him develop an outdoor something for Easter. And Hector said, Blevins already has one. So we worked it out so that we did our production not in the church, but out at McKellogan Canyon.
Interesting.
And that was really tough because when Easter was real early, it was extremely cold. And then my wife worked it out with a friend of ours that worked for a concrete company. He was certified with dynamite and dynamite cord.
Uh-huh.
The lightning strike in the Texas production is a dynamite cord that's strung up on the side of the mountain. At the certain point in Texas, they fire off that like a lightning strike.
Yeah.
In Texas, it's a rainstorm, thunderstorm. Okay. In our production, I would be up on the side of the mountain in the dark, and then this lightning strike would come. Well, when I was on the cross being crucified, the lightning strike would go off. Then I would be taken down and taken off, put in a tomb, and then I would wind my way up among rattlesnakes and tarantulas.
For real ones.
Real ones.
Yeah.
Up to the way up there on the side of McKellogan Canyon.
And show up again in the play.
And then I would show up at the end under a spotlight with my arms spread out with a white outfit on.
How was that to do that, Leon Blevins?
That was very emotional, and I could hear the music down there, the Hallelujah chorus and all that down on the stage.
And you're up on the mountain by yourself.
And I'm up on the mountain by myself waiting for that to happen. And people would come up to me at restaurants. Jimmy Melver, well known here. He comes up to me at a Village Inn in Northeast, and he says, I saw the production. Can I be in it? He said, who's the director? And I said, this is my wife, Shanna. She's the director. He said, I want to be in your production. So Jimmy was in. He still tells me to this day, one of his greatest memories was being in the Easter pageant. We did it 2 long weekends each year for about a 10-year period.
There's a bizarre piece of El Paso history I didn't know. Leon Blevins is in the house. We're going to keep talking to you. We got to take a break here.
Okay, we'll come back and we'll talk about the Bicentennial Commission.
Oh, yes.
And the Chamizal.
And what they did with that was amazing in El Paso. It wasn't as big as national, but it was big here. It really was here. All right, we got some trivia questions coming up here, do we not,
young lady? Yes, we do.
It's time for trivia. What are you going to do about it?
Yes, what we're going to do is I'm going to switch these two around here. The next question we have for a $20 gift certificate to Pepe's or one of the El Paso Gold DVDs is, the question is, Texas Western College was the first Texas college to accept what type of student?
There's something specific you're going for here.
And we've been talking about it, and we talked about it earlier. So it was a specific type of
We've already
student.
Given that one away.
Yes. We did, but that's the point.
Yes, we hope people are listening.
And what was the year that happened in your...
1956. I don't have the exact...
It's in your text, so I don't have the text.
Right okay.
All right, well, that's the question. What's the question again?
The question is, Texas Western College was the first Texas college to accept what type of student?
A particular type in the late 50s.
Yes.
Okay, that's the question.
A state college.
And it's Martin Luther King weekend, so I figured it was a good
question. Somehow you're going to get this by osmosis.
Right.
And what do they got to do to get this?
They got to give us a call.
Okay, Pepe's or the DVDs?
$20 gift certificate to Pepe's or one of your El Paso Gold DVDs. You can call 915-544-5876. Or 915-544-KTSM.
Use your income tax refund for your down payment at Rides Auto Group. Bring in last year's W-2 and a current pay stub, and Rides will prepare your income tax return for you. Many late model cars are still under factory warranty. Plus, Rides Auto Group provides a lifetime powertrain warranty on most vehicles. Your tax refund buys you more at Rides Auto Group. 8000 Gateway East at Yarbrough and 9501 Montana at McRae. Go to RidesAutoGroup.com for more information.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly-flattening breakthrough Nubiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Nubiotics is so effective it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So you look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Nubiotics. 1-800-900-3119. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-900-3119. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-900-3119.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-836-8244. 800-836-8244. 800-836-8244.
Need a walking or running partner? Need a security system? Need some entertainment? Need some love? A pet from the Humane Society of El Paso can be all those things, but you have to adopt one first. The Humane Society of El Paso, open for adoptions 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 5. Come on over. Your new best friend is waiting at 4991 Fred Wilson. Be part of the solution with the Humane Society of El Paso.
Thanks for joining the GoToMeeting, everybody. Lou, have the supplies?
Yep.
Okay. Tom, have...
Yep, we sent it to accounting.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay.
When you connect better, everything comes together. GoToMeeting. Try it free.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we figured out where we're going to go to lunch today. Normally, we go to Pepe's, but that's a bit much for today, so we're going to go to Tosca. And Leon Blevins, you're going to Tosca with us?
I'll go with you.
Yeah. Leon's going to be there, so you hang out and see and ask him more questions if you didn't get him in on a radio show
right
here. There's a lot to do there.
He'll be there to tell you.
Next week, I got to tell you what's going on. Melissa, you're going to go vacate and come back.
Yeah, I'm vacating and I'll be back.
But next week, it's a grandkids tour of the Central Texas.
Very possibly,
or something
yes.
like that.
I told him that. It doesn't mean I'm going to show up.
Oh, you may or may not, but you'll be out of here. I got that part. So in your place, we're going to put somebody in your place. Let me tell you about this. There's a B-17 airplane in town this coming week. Mm-hmm. Veterans of World War II are our guests on our radio show the first hour with Deb Rothschild. Now, she now flies for Red Arrow Aviation in Santa Teresa. She's sort of arranging B-17 flights for people out of Santa Teresa.
Yeah.
The radio show co-host next week will be Andrew J. Polk.
Any relation?
He will fly. Yes, he's related to a B-17. He will fly in a B-17 2 days before the radio show and share his stories next week. So that's what we got in your place, hour one.
That'd be fun.
Hour two. Max Grossman's coming in, and I think we're just going to scramble the eggs and see what happens with that omelet, because there's some things to talk about with Max Grossman about historic preservation next week. But after that, you got Les Parker coming in here.
That's right.
You got Mr. El Paso Banker going to show up. He's be our guest. But his bank, United Bank of El Paso del Norte, he's managed to buy and move an historic bank vault door weighing many tons.
Yes.
Leon Blevins, have you seen that door?
No.
You need to talk to this man. We got him next week as a guest on the radio show. But that thing's 10 feet high.
It's huge.
They cut the columns out it was attached to. The cranes must have been humongous to pull that thing out of there. But he's got that. It's quite a conversation piece.
Yes, it is.
He's got that in his bank now across the street. Mm-hmm. So he's going to come and tell us about that. An hour two on the 28th. You got Ben Fife coming in. What's going on at the El Paso Museum of History in the new year? He is the interim director. So that's what we got coming up there. And that door, Leon Blevins, you didn't know about that door.
You need to go down there.
No, I don't need that. It's too big for me.
No, just look at it. Take it home. He's not offering it.
He had it restored. It's a piece of artwork.
All right, we have a couple of trivia questions that aren't on the page here. But what's your first one?
Well, the first one was, Texas Western College was the first Texas college to accept what type of student?
Okay, we have several questions here. So we don't ask you the first one, hang on because we got more coming. Going to Jim first. Jim, we got you on the radio. Good morning.
Hello. Yes, sir.
Hey, there
Hi,
you
Jim.
Are. What about the house?
Excuse me.
We're on the radio with you, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
Go.
Okay. What was the Texas Western College? What was the first? Was the first Texas college to accept what type of student?
The black students.
Yes, indeed.
There you go.
I was hoping they'd get that the way we phrased that. But we've been talking about it for an hour and a half here.
So hopefully.
Can't get that one wrong. Thank you for doing that one, Jim. Now, you knew that one or did you know about it from our show?
I knew about it, and also it reminded me on your show.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, thanks for listening. Now, we have a Pepe certificate, $20 for food at Pepe's in Canyon T.O.
Or an El Paso Gold DVD.
Bunch of those
we
are still
We have the Women's Club, Rosa Guerrero's birthday tribute, last tour of El Paso Smelter, Gunfights the Old West, Ghost Stories Volume 4, and Tom Lee's El Paso.
Pick one or $20 of food.
Tom Lee's El Paso.
There you go. There's good a good choice. Video. That's what we did. We interviewed him. We put archive pictures to it, and you'll see everything he's talking about when old Pancho Villa tried to kill him. Apparently that happened. So, all right, hold on there, Jim. We got you figured out there, and thank you for playing. Hold on. And
thank you, sir.
And we have a – oh, by the way, you talked to a gentleman as you came on the air?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, for a second DVD for free, I will give you a second DVD. Tell me who that was.
Steve, I think.
Steve,
not quite right.
No. We
have a second hour call screener who is different from the first hour. And you get yourself a DVD here. What do we give him? He got the Tom Lee. Well, the other caller, we're going to give them an opportunity to tell us who's the call screener second hour, plus the regular prize. So,
that's right.
You didn't get that one, Jim, but thanks for playing. Hold on. The call screener I'm referring to will come on and tell you how to pick us up.
All right, so thank you.
Thanks for listening.
I didn't confuse him too badly. going to Yvonne on line 5. Yvonne, good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
We got another question for you. Plus, if you can name the call screener, there's another prize for that. So, what's the question, Melissa Sargent?
What Supreme Court decision affected black voters in Texas in 1944?
Whoa.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Can you repeat that?
What Supreme Court decision affected black voters in Texas in 1944? We didn't get to talk about this on air.
Yeah, well, you're going to be good if you get this one.
Oh, well, let me see.
Give her a hint. What's the hint?
It was the Smith-Albright case. How's that? But what was it about?
I'm sorry, the what case?
The Smith versus Albright case.
Oh, the Smith versus Albright case.
It had to do with the topic we're talking about. Because here's your question.
Oh, okay.
What Supreme Court decision?
African-American students to be able to go to pursue a higher education?
You're close, but that's not quite right. However, we'll give you a prize if you can tell us who the call screener is.
I can't remember what his name is. I guess I can guess.
Yeah.
Mike?
Not quite. We'll tell you in a moment, but thanks for playing anyway. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you. Take care. Do we have another call screener? Mr. Call Screener, do we have another video? No. All right. Shall we tell him who the call screener is?
I think so.
Andrew J. Polk is in there taking phone calls today because Ed Shelley had to go to a funeral, not her own.
Yeah.
But it would be kind of weird.
Well, and the question I didn't get a chance to ask Leon about, which the case, the Smith versus Albright case in 1944, it made the Democratic white-only primaries illegal in Texas.
That's what it was.
That was it. In fact, that was mentioned on your historical clip long ago.
Yes, it was. So
it, but it wasn't specific to that case, though. That was a different case, I thought. But it may be they may well, have played
four,
to that.
Actually, there were actually four cases during that era with regard to the white primary in Texas.
That's right. Okay.
Two were from El Paso. Another of the cases was from Louisiana. And then a fourth case was a Smith versus Allwright. I think Smith versus Allwright, I want to say he was a dentist in Houston. I'd have to go back and research that.
Huh.
But that was the one that finalized. It took 20 years and four Supreme Court cases before white Democrats would let blacks vote with them in the primaries.
Yeah, that stuff took a while, but I think we're there now. So, do we need that call on the air, Noel? Okay, maybe we do. I don't know. Mr. Call Screen, he's new at this, you know, in there. So he's having a hard time with those buttons.
Well, it does take some getting used to.
Well, actually, that's not as easy as you might think.
Yeah, those buttons don't always want to work
because
real
we need to call on the air, he's talking to the third guy. So it goes. All right, let's take a break, come back, and figure that part out.
Okay.
But as we do, we will let you know that we're going to tell you in a moment here about that unusual thing going on in El Paso, Inc.
That's right.
They've got a story today that I think is going to change the way people perceive the downtown arena issue.
I hope so.
Call us up if you like.
At 915-544-KTSM. Or you can also look at the El Paso History Facebook page and check us out. Check out the pictures and everything that's going on.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-224-5353. That's 1-800-224-5353. 1-800-224-5353. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Do you spend your nights going to the bathroom instead of sleeping? Can't sit through a movie or have trouble going? If so, you might be suffering from an enlarged prostate. If you suffer from a weak stream, frequent urgency, discomfort during urination, or even a diminished sex drive, then listen to this. There's now a major breakthrough to help get these problems under control. It's Prosvent, a doctor-formulated blend of natural herbs and nutrients specifically designed to help promote the health of your prostate. It's so effective, relief is guaranteed within 30 days.
This is wonderful stuff, remarkable stuff. I wish someone had told me about it sooner.
To get a free bottle of Prosvent with your order, call 800-227-7003 or go to yourfreebottle.com and enter iHeart at checkout. Remember, call 800-227-7003 or go to yourfreebottle.com. That's 800-227-7003. Supplies are limited, so call 800-227-7003 now.
Here's former pro football linebacker Ben Lieber.
BiPro is the highest quality whey protein isolate you could buy. There's never any fillers, sugars, or additives, and it's naturally sweetened. It's what you need to build and maintain muscle. Right now, go to BiProUSA.com. That's BiProUSA.com. And when you buy one two-pound jar of BiPro, you get the second jar half off with the promo code IHEART. Plus, you get free shipping. It's BiProUSA.com. Buy one two-pound jar, get the second half off, and free shipping with the promo code IHEART. BiPro, lean, clean protein.
El Paso Roadrunner RV Park, your one-stop for all your RV needs. A service and repair center, RV parts and accessories, and an on-site mechanic that can cover insurance claims, warranty work, or even winterize your RV. El Paso Roadrunner RV Park, 1212 Lafayette Drive.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history.
Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We apparently stirred up some callers. Some of the same ones are back. We'll talk to them in a second, but we need to tell you right now what's going on this week only in El Paso, Inc.
All that drama about putting the arena near the convention center? Well, never mind. As El Paso, Inc. has learned, it's really about putting a convention hotel near the convention center, and we've got the details.
That's going to be interesting. Also, in the Inc., could IKEA or another Costco be coming to El Paso? Yay. That's the plan a California developer is working on for a northwest El Paso.
And now the magic number is 8 in the mayor's race. Find out who's in and who's out.
Ah, interesting. El Paso, Inc. online. And you can get them at ElPasoInc.com. It's also available for home and business delivery. And check out El Paso Inc.'s subscription specials.
Oh, yeah.
Special. Buy one for yourself and get one free for a friend.
And you can do that by calling 915-534-4422 to subscribe.
Sunday on ABC 7 Extra, Downtown Arena Flip Flop. City Council votes to put back the Duranguito neighborhood as a possible arena site. What can a new study reveal?
The program is live and interactive. You can send in your comment or question via email, Facebook, Twitter, or just give them a call. Stephanie Guadian hosts this Sunday's Extra at 10:35 p.m. only on ABC 7.
All right, we got callers coming back here for more. I was going to order the thing. Oh, she dropped off. After all of that, Yvonne went away again. But let's now go to Joe. Joe, we got you on the radio. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I'm calling back. Did you have any other questions that you guys were going to ask or anything?
Okay. Did you figure out who the call screener was?
Yeah, Andrew Polk.
Okay, yeah, you win. You win a trivia. There you go. That's all we got
he
left.
He did the Cliff Notes.
That's right. Now, Andrew's actually going to be in here next week, so I thought I'd bring him in here today because we need some help. Shelly went to a funeral. So call screener, he is today. Next week, Andrew, you get to sit in one of these chairs in here next week. Talk to us because Melissa will be off. So, all right, we're going to pretend like you got that one, Joe.
Okay.
But what we got, we're out of
what if I ask you one?
Sure.
Do you remember the name of the general that helped with the classes there at the community college, as Mr. Blevins talked about earlier?
The general who helped? Yeah. Oh, God, who was that?
I mentioned him a while ago.
Yeah, you did. Well, I'm not going to get the prize. I can tell you that. I got to tell you, Joe, sitting where I'm sitting, it's a bit of a blur. Who was that?
Yeah. General Schumacher.
Schumacher,
yes.
Okay. Well, there were a lot of people in that part of El Paso's history that chimed in and came together and said it's really a community college. Right, Leon?
Yeah. Another general was Ernst Roberts, and later we had Ernst Roberts Jr., who became one of our vice presidents. So those were two of the leading figures that helped us get started having classrooms.
But the word community really came to play because people all over got involved in this.
Oh, yes.
It really did. All right, Joe, you got yourself a let's give you a DVD. Pick a DVD. What do we got left over there?
The Women's Club of El Paso, Rosa Guerrero's 80th birthday, El Paso Smelter, Gunfights in the Old West, and Ghost Stories Volume 4.
Pick one. Volume 4, by the way, is a ghost story we did as we walked through the smelter. That was weird.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
It was very strange. But anyway,
yeah, I probably have the first one or two, probably three. Let me take that number four.
Number four. We'll it's an education. We got educated doing it. It's like, what are we doing in here? As it turned out, it's actually kind of entertaining. All right, you got that, Joe. Thank you for calling. Appreciate you playing. And Andrew J. Polk is the call screener who will now take your information. Okay.
Thank you very much. Love the show.
Thanks a lot. You take it easy.
I just want to know. He asked us a question. What do we win?
I don't
Joe
know.
Should give us something.
Well, I didn't get it right.
Dang it. No, still
I didn't
should give us something.
I didn't have the
something.
Answer, so, you know, there's a problem there.
All right. No, Leon Blevins, thank you for being patient over here.
Oh, I'm patient.
Well, you are. And also, live radio.
I know you have to have commercials or you don't have a show.
Well, that's kind of how they do it here. So, but you, and see, Leon is the guy. You need to know this. Leon Blevins is the guy you see on TV on the weekends, sitting there, and the name of the show is Perspective.
Uh-huh.
And what you do is, how do you define what you do with that TV show?
Well, it's educational and informational.
Yeah, but I mean, it's better than that. You focus on El Paso.
Oh, yes. I focus on El Paso, and I try to find out relationships between organizations and individuals, personalities that have made a difference in our history, like Rosa Guerrero and so on, and people like that. By the way, on that website I mentioned about EPCC, YouTube, EPCC TV, there are several shows on there about the championship basketball team and players at Texas Western in 1966.
You had to have Togo on them,
so
I'm guessing.
So if you can scroll down through there, you can see an article, a program with Dr. Natalicio and with some of those players. Let me bring it back to Texas Western. Our time is going fast. Is in the 1960s when I was there, they did win the championship. I was there the year they won the championship. I didn't see a lot of the games because my wife and I were managing apartments for Joe Yarbrough, and we had young children at that time, too.
And you were teaching?
Children, and I was teaching and writing my thesis.
Oh.
So I did not get to go see any of the games, but we followed it on television. They did show quite a few of them.
Wasn't that amazing?
Really, really. So during the 60s, that was happening. Something else that was happening. John F. Kennedy had been elected and was assassinated. He was interested in working out a treaty with Mexico for settling the boundary dispute that existed for over 100 years on the Rio Grande River moving around.
That rascally river kept moving.
Right. So Kennedy comes to El Paso and works on that. He dies. Lyndon Johnson eventually comes back and finalizes that. And so we had the Chamizal Treaty in the 1960s. Okay. I left town. I missed all of that excitement because I was teaching in Lubbock at Texas Tech and then in Kenyon and came back here in 72. Before I left town, though, I got interested in Cordova Island, the Chamizal, and the fence around it, and why that was there. The old Bowie High School down there and so on. And there were some of my classmates that were working on that project of what to do. And one of them was a lawyer for the State Department who was working on eminent domain and forcing people to move out of that area if the treaty was finalized. And that did happen. When I come back and was on the Bicentennial Commission, one of the members of the commission was a man named Frank Smith with the National Park Service. And so I started going down there and looking at where they were going to build an outdoor stage. And it was going to be a unique national park or monument, in this case a national monument, because it would be for performing arts. They were going to build a theater. That was right up my line. And then I met a man named Don Middleton. My wife knew his wife named Grace Middleton. And so Don Middleton was hired to work with Frank to develop some of the structure there of the theater and the kind of programs they would put in. One of the outdoor programs they put in that I enjoyed for a number of years was the Border Folk Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, artists, music, and dance and so on. That went for a number of years, and then it died out. Recently, I interviewed Gus Sanchez. Gus Sanchez, who's the new, he's been there about 3 years now.
Superintendent,
as a superintendent. And I interviewed him for my show. And there's a gallery there, an art gallery. They also display art. And there's an art gallery named after Frank Smith. That's about 50 acres that's there. But it was a very important conflict going on for 100 years. And eventually it was settled peacefully.
Well, there are houses on those little hills that
Well, there were some businesses and houses, especially, if I remember, over on the east side toward the Coliseum.
Because I've talked to people who said that they had kids in the neighborhood and they could only play on one side of the house because the backside was full of bullet holes. And they were shooting over there because the smugglers had free reign in there.
Well, the Mexican Revolution had been down that area. And then, of course, you had the border traffic and so on. So the deal was they would channelize the river.
Oh, goodness.
They would dam it up for a while. You see that. They have an introductory film at the Chamizal for a lot of productions.
Dam it up.
Over and over and over you see it.
Just dam it up.
So they channelized it so the water runs down there. Now, my wife, she lived on, when she was in elementary and high school, lived on Ben Swain Drive.
Ben Swain, okay.
A few years ago, our granddaughter, Taya Rose, was with her. And she was showing her where she had lived before. My wife was showing her granddaughter. And the granddaughter looks up to her and asks, "What is, Mom, Grandma, what is that? What is that?" And Shanna said, she looked and said, "Oh, my gosh, that's the border wall, the fence." Shanna did not realize when she was young that over the ditch over there was the river, and over that was Mexico.
Yeah.
She thought of Mexico when you went downtown and went over the bridge.
Oh, it's only downtown they have Mexico.
That was Mexico.
Yeah, I know.
Well, she didn't think of that out in the Lower
we're
Valley.
We're all kind of shocked to learn Mexico goes further than just downtown. We are all shocked.
So that was a part of it. So Frank Smith developed a lot of that and the programs that went on.
Also, you talked about the Centennial Committee in El Paso. A lot went on there. You had the MacGoffin, other things on that Did we cover that enough?
McElligan Canyon. And some on the committee were also interested in saving the Plaza Theater.
Ah, there you go.
And Janice Wendell, eventually years later, that goes into the 80s especially, finally, to save it, was going to be a parking lot, it looked like.
Oh, it did. Was at one point was guaranteed.
Planning it to be a parking lot. So she and a number of other civic-minded people, their names are on the wall, their pictures inside the building.
You get their names up on everything.
They saved the Plaza Theater. So, yes, history makes a difference.
Okay, I'm going to tell you one real quick. One guy I think had a lot to do with helping the publicity of saving the Plaza Theater, and I don't think his name's on a plaque, Jay Duncan.
Oh, I didn't know that part of it.
He was the movie guy showing movies in there.
Okay.
And he was the one getting people to come in and look at it and begging the owners, can I open it up for one more showing? And so he was doing his best to keep it alive.
Well, Nestor Valencia, that was in some of my classes at Texas Western, he and another fellow in my class got internships in the planning department with Jonathan Cunningham, I think it was.
Well, Nestor stayed there, apparently.
So Nestor eventually goes to work down there. Oh, in 75, a heritage commission was set up. I believe that might have been done by Fred Hervey. In 76, it basically became the Bicentennial Commission.
Okay.
The U.S. government decided, instead of having on the second 100th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, they would have parties all over the country, not just in Philadelphia like they did at the 100th anniversary. So Don Henderson, who became mayor, and set up a committee, helped set up some of this stuff, hired people for an office working out of the new Civic Center, and I worked with a lot of them down there. I worked with the festival committee. We were working to bring in downtown street festival activities.
Oh, cool.
Dancing, music. We worked on a float, got a float built to be in the...
Where'd you get a budget for this, the city or the feds?
I don't remember exactly where all the budget money came from.
Okay.
But I remember we built a float for our parade downtown. But some of the people down in the valley said, what about us?
Oh.
So what we did is we got a wagon and some other things and covered wagon stuff and bales of hay on wagons. And we had a parade from where what is now Speaking Rock for the Tiguas down to Socorro Road, where the loop comes along.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a trivia question.
Sure, try me.
Do you know where the first history museum was that was built in El Paso?
I think it was about 375 and I-10.
Got it. You answered it right. You get one of these DVDs.
There you go. Hey, which one would you like,
Jack? I would like the Woman's Club. That's the best one that guy has ever made.
Yeah. Now, Joe Yarbrough had a partner named E.H. Baeza, if I remember.
Baeza.
And he and Baeza ran for, if I remember, city council and got on. And the city got him to donate some of his construction work and all that. And they built that little bitty building there. They viewed it as a history museum and a visitor center.
Well, it was almost an afterthought. It's like they took a Chevron gas station and made it bigger something, you know.
I gave them a poster I developed about the Texas Bicentennial and so on. And they put it on display. It was a woman running the museum. But they had very few people that stopped and went through the museum.
Okay, I got one for you. What was the name of that museum before it was the History Museum?
I don't know what the building was. I thought he built a building.
It was a cavalry museum.
That's right.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm. It was called the cavalry museum.
It was a cavalry museum for some reason.
Okay, I don't get a DVD.
No, well, you didn't get me one. We both get them. But anyway.
That's right, it was a cavalry museum.
That's bizarre history back then. Yeah. All right, we got to take one more break. Leon Blevins is in the house. You got one chance to call him now, or we'll give you how to find him out of here, right?
That's right. We've got. In fact, I posted that all on the El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page.
So if you need to find Leon Blevins,
he's
on
Leon,
there.
Find Leon, find out about his books, watch his shows.
Up.
Go there. We got everything on
there. They're already calling. Go ahead.
Thank you very much.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Looking for a way to show that you're a diehard Cowboy or Longhorn fan?
Get your favorite fan even more wrapped up in their favorite team with Denali MicroPlush College and NFL blankets from the Northwest Company and sold at EliteTeam.com. These super soft blankets are machine washable and 100% made in the USA. Elite Team, the official blanket of pure fandemonium. Go to EliteTeam.com and save 10% with promo code IHEART.
Here it is, Cowboy and Longhorn fans. Wrap yourself up in your favorite team blanket at EliteTeam.com.
Hi, I'm David Bellman, inventor of the Aquasonic Wave Jewelry Cleaner. We wear our jewelry every day. But can you remember the last time you cleaned your jewelry? You wouldn't wear the same clothes day after day and never clean them. Yet jewelry sits on our hands, gathering up harmful bacteria loads, testing 3 times greater than that found on a public toilet seat. It's time to get that nasty toilet seat off your finger and buy my Aquasonic Wave Jewelry Cleaner. The Aquasonic Wave will remove all of that disgusting bacteria on your jewelry and give you professional jewelry cleaning results the best you've ever seen. Your jewelry will be bright, shiny, and brilliant, just like the day you bought them. No scrubbing, no mess, just fresh, clean, sanitized jewelry right in the convenience of your own home. So get that nasty toilet seat off your finger and clean it with the Aquasonic Wave Jewelry Cleaner today.
The Aquasonic Wave is a fantastic gift. Order yours now at aquasonicwave.com. Enter promo code IHEART and receive free shipping, plus an extra 6-week supply of antibacterial hydrogel. That's aquasonicwave.com. Promo code IHEART.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $5,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Associates, and we're offering you free information on how to virtually eliminate your credit card debt and make your monthly payment affordable. To see how much you could save, call now, 1-800-700-3515. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. Credit Associates. Live better debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling now. For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call Credit Associates now and see how much money you could save for free. Call 1-800-700-3515. That's 1-800-700-3515.
Thanks for joining the GoToMeeting, everybody. Lou, have the supplies?
Yep.
Okay. Tom, have...
Yep, we sent it to accounting.
Okay.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay.
When you connect better, everything comes together. GoToMeeting. Try it free.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we got callers full. Leon Blevins is still sitting here. You've got something to say, but Leon hadn't wanted to push his what?
Oh, Jackson and Melissa asked me about how much it costs for this book.
Yes.
That I have. The last three pages of my autobiography that deal with costume, characters, and teaching sells for $25. You can get it at my house, which is close to Montwood Shopping Center, or you can buy a copy at the International Museum of Art at Brown and Montana.
And the phone number for you?
I gave it a while ago. It's 490-4153. Email is leonblevinsinelpaso@gmail.com. If I mail it to you, it costs $30 because I have to spend for postage.
So makes sense.
It's pretty reasonable. There are a lot of colored pictures of the different characters I've portrayed from 1970 until 2007.
The icon is sitting here, named Leon Blevins, otherwise known as Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
And you had a Linda Ong there.
Well, Linda Ong, who's on KTSM-TV, she's a great reporter, and she has a little segment called What's Going Ong, which I love. And she's from California. She's
a young lady.
Does a great job, and she just recently did a segment on Friday about the B-36 crash on Franklin Mountain.
Oh.
And went up and interviewed David Etzold, who's, of course, one of the best historians on it, and along with Bernie Sargent, and they talked about the historical plaque that's up at the end of Stanton Street.
Oh, yeah.
And talked about it, and she did a great job. And nice thing is she covers a lot of history in El Paso, so it's catching on.
Oh, it's the happening thing.
Yes.
All right, going in order, we have three callers. I don't know if we can get them all on. Johnny, you're on the radio. Good morning.
Yeah, this is Johnny.
Hey, Johnny.
Let me get right down to it. And first thing, that Mr. Blevins is the walking encyclopedia.
Yes, yes.
Everything.
And his index still works.
Yeah.
And I'm small.
Yeah.
I'm not real big.
Yeah, and he, I know you when you have Fred on there, and you know Fred is quoting history and stuff, and you're saying he's not even reading from notes.
Right.
I'm assuming Mr. Blevins isn't either.
Well, he's got something, but we're not checking what it is.
I've got three dates here, just in case.
Okay, but anyway, I mean, he is, and plus he has kind of put all the pieces together on some of the things I used to wonder about around about our town. He's done in 1 hour than I took all my life to learn.
There you go. Well, thanks for listening.
And he was, I graduated from the El Paso Community College in 87. He was my teacher.
Ah.
And over at the very Verde campus, so it had to be around about I'm going to say 85, 86 because I graduated in 87. And I know he doesn't remember me, you know. I remember him by reputation, and also he was my instructor.
Way to go.
And I'm very impressed. And one more thing, he mentioned something about they went to court some years ago with the Bible or something, using the Bible for a reason not to have integration or something like
that. Well, that's my master's thesis. If you're interested in that, contact me because I'm publishing that. And that was about slavery and using the Bible in Congress.
Okay, then. You left a phone number. Could you please give it again so I can get off the line and let the other callers come
490
in?
490-4153.
Thanks, Johnny.
Thank you.
Take her easy. See you again. All right, moving on. We got two more callers. This one's named Randy. Good morning, Randy.
Yeah, right here.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Randy.
You're on the radio. Go home.
Yeah, I was talking to him about the Chumazal, and back then when how they had a great change of people living, and how people changed their addresses or anything because they were afraid of the influx of the Mexican nationals who all of a sudden were coming in because of the concrete dam or the concrete channel that was coming up, and how it caused such a big turmoil. That's what caused Mesa Hills to grow so fast, was because people were moving out of Central El Paso, and that I-10 all of a sudden had taken all those homes.
That's
and they
right.
were getting they were getting rid of all those folks that lived in Central El Paso around Austin High School area where and whatever where they were. They took out all those homes around Colwell School and the Houston School. All those elementary schools and stuff just disappeared because they were getting rid of all those houses.
One of the things there was public housing, because federal government wanted to decentralize public housing.
Yeah.
And when that happened, a lot of people began to move out of those low-income neighborhoods.
But, Randy, those were big changes for El Paso. It just happened.
And my grandfather knew him, your guest, because my grandfather was Dr. Wade Hartrick at Texas Western. He was the assistant dean of liberal arts and had been there. He was the first professor emeritus at the business school when Dr. Knight, I think, was the history teacher there.
Small world.
Their names are very familiar. Well, glad you called in.
Thanks, Randy. You take her easy. We'll see you again. All right, moving on. One more calling in. Bob, you're on the radio. Bob.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Blevins. Wealth of information this morning. Question, though. You indicated Janice Williams.
Wendell.
Wendell, there we go. Was the main force behind the Plaza. There was an article in the Inc. about Betty McGuire about a
yes.
month ago.
No, I mentioned with our committee, Janice was the leader on that, but that's why I mentioned a while ago there were others whose pictures are on the wall. Yeah. They also were the big
Betty
leaders.
McGuire had money.
Betty McGuire had the money.
Yeah.
Janice
yeah.
had a lot of energy.
It took all of them, Bob.
And
you know
became head of the community foundation.
Good deal. Thanks.
Is that it? All right. Hey, Bob, thanks for calling. Come to Tosca today. We're going to go to lunch at Tosca just because it's right next door here. You can't miss it. Literally. What do you got?
One thing I need to point out we didn't do earlier is about the radio station policy about one person winning in a household.
Oh,
my God.
Only
can win a gift every 60 days. So remember that, because the lady at the front desk will know who
you
are.
Oh,
you
can't get past her. She's
no.
got, you have to bring your driver's license. She
That's
can get
right.
you. All right, Leon Blevins, thank you for coming. We didn't get to where we wanted to go completely, but thank you for coming in and sharing 2 hours with us.
Thanks for having me. You don't look as good on the radio as you do on television.
This
so
is
I think
true.
I need to have both of you back again.
We can do it. We can do TV. Can't we do TV?
We can do TV.
That's that thing with pictures.
Yeah.
I have to work on that, Leon.
Okay.
It'd be great to go back.
Mr.
Thanks.
Leon Blevins, thanks for coming in here.
Again.
And the control room, thank you, Sergio Valenzuela.
Sergio watches my program, he says.
He does.
Thank you, Sergio.
And Andrew J. Polk. And Andrew, we'll see you next week as a host in here. Thanks a lot.
I'll keep the seat warm for you.
Yeah, keep the seat warm. Everybody else will see you on, actually, on ephistory.com. where you can go get the podcast of this radio show. Also, details on the program, who's coming up, who's going to be on it, and all of that good stuff. So, Melissa, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Leon, we'll see you on TV.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, everybody. See you next week. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show, and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099.
and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.